USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hazlitt says the nation's unemployment rate will rival what was seen during the Great Depression. Hazlitt, speaking on CNBC, also says the nation's GDP could take a hit.
If you take what happened at the end of the first quarter, we're getting that first quarter GDP number this week, then you're looking like it's pretty likely you get a negative number. And then for second quarter GDP, it's going to be the biggest negative number that we've seen since the Great Depression.
President Trump is questioning why the federal government should give funding to bail out poorly run states that usually lean Democratic during the coronavirus pandemic. On Twitter, the president posed the question and said most states are not looking for bailout help. The president did specifically highlight the state of Illinois, which he says is Democratic run and managed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Some states are carefully beginning that process of slowly opening small businesses. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining, as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines.
They will be wearing masks, wearing gloves. We'll certainly be enforcing social distancing, including the occupancy requirements.
That's Ryan Zink from Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. A Nebraska hog producer says he expects 1 million pigs will not be slaughtered over the next 5 days because of the closings or slowing down of packing plants due to the coronavirus.
Figure 220-pound carcass, that's 220 million pounds of meat that will be going into a hole instead of being to the grocery store shelves.
Jim Pillen speaking there on NBC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anti-Asian racism is on the rise in the United States, especially in places like Los Angeles and New York. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says parts of his state will be ordered to stay at home longer than others.
I will extend them in many parts of the state, but in some parts of the state, some regions, you could make the case that we should unpause on May 15th.
Cuomo was also asked about Buffalo Bills training camp opening on time, which is set to be in mid-July. He says get back to him in mid-June. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.